The anti-crime policy would allow for the setting up of a task force with vested interests from an Irish economy, local authorities and Tusla, especially when it comes down to antisocial behaviour within the likes of our local authority housing estates. What it means in relation to it, that if we get unruly tenants that will not abide by their tenancy agreement and they make everybody else's life hell and they become a threat to other people, that the way forward is for eviction. And that's why you need the three bodies involved in there. Sligo Local Authority as being the provider of their property, the An Garda Síochána to carry out the law, and Tusla, that if there is a situation where there is young kids involved or whatever else, that if these families are evicted from the house, that Tusla is able to oversee to make sure that these children are not going without a home. We've all seen it. It's not just in Sligo, it's nationwide. But I've dealt with it in Sligo town. I've dealt with it in Ballymote. I have people coming to me in relation to Tubbercurry and different areas. And it's not an issue that's going to go away. And a lot of these thugs out there feel that they're untouchable and that it's their right. And their parents, in a lot of cases, they're only juveniles. Their parents turn a blind eye to this going on. Well, it's about time that parents start taking responsibility for their children. And this is one way forward of achieving that.
And do you think that it would really go far enough, given the fact is that you've just touched on they do think that they're untouchable?
Well, why should law-abiding citizens or good tenants of any local authority have to put up with this threat? No human being should. Like, realistically, we're taught from a very young age, crime doesn't pay. So why should these people think that they're going to get away with this? I mean, anybody who breaks the law should feel the full wrath of the law. And if the wrath of the law means losing their local authority house, well, so be it.